The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai, episode 275. Welcome to the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai, where we talk about applying high leverage psychology in your business and life. I'm your host, Dr. Yishai Barkadari, licensed psychologist, private practice owner, speaker, executive coach, and consultant. I became a psychologist to learn how to leverage psychology and help others do the same. For over a decade, I've been tracking how psychology gets in the way of smart and results-driven people. For years, I've developed frameworks and tools to help them leverage psychology instead to launch themselves forward. It's my mission to share my hard-earned lessons with you so you can launch yourself forward too. I can't wait to talk high leverage psychology with you so you can learn to take higher leverage action today. Let's talk high leverage psychology. Last week, I covered a mountain of mistakes that create arguments in relationships, 23 to be exact. Today, I'm zeroing in on a single one because I see it all the time, even in my own marriage. On last week's list, it was number 7, trying to get agreement instead of support. Unfortunately, it's an easy mistake to make. Pushing for agreement creates tension and triggers arguments. Today, I'm covering 3 points. 1, how it happens. 2, what makes it so unhelpful. And 3, my favorite way to deal with it, both in my own marriage and with my clients. I'll even walk you step by step through how I help couples navigate these issues together. You can learn to dodge it and even skip the argument. It's what I help my couples do in my practice all the time. Ready? Let's dig in. I see people mix up agreement and support all the time. In fact, I almost stepped in it with my wife a couple weeks ago. Not 2 days after our 7th wedding anniversary. My wife and I were redesigning our home. It was one part deep clean, one part interior design, and one part organizing, plus 3 parts manual labor. At first, we were having lots of fun, getting rid of old stuff, making room for new vision, and more space. Then I started noticing something. Every time I tried to suggest a change or help, I was getting shut down. At first, I felt annoyed. I thought we were in it together. But getting told off again and again sent a different message. After 2 or 3 times, I backed off. But I left behind disappointment and resentment. I thought we were in it together, but I wasn't feeling that way. I stopped to think about it and realized I felt unheard and frustrated. So I tried to figure out why it kept happening. What happened between us? And then it hit me like a pile of bricks. I see the same thing with couples I work with, from premarital couples to couples who've been together for over 20 years. I call it seeking agreement. Let me define agreement here. Agreement is when someone has an idea and they try to make someone else have the same thought or opinion. In other words, making the other person see the situation or solution exactly how I do. I had an idea in my head and was pushing it. My wife was pushing back. But agreement is a poor proxy for support. There's a fine distinction here, which is key to understand. So let's define support. Support is another person understanding how I think or feel and putting their efforts into addressing it. Agreement is making the other person be like me. Support is helping the other person connect and care. Seeking agreement creates more conflict because it pushes someone else to change who they are and how they think to align with how I do. And here's a pro tip. When people push for agreement, they often shut out what the other person is thinking. It can feel like getting crammed into a box, disrespected, or used. On the other hand, seeking support builds and strengthens relationships, because it creates teamwork and caring without trying to change the other person. Unless they don't care and don't want to care, but then we've got a whole other problem on our hands. I can't tell you how many people come to that conclusion, assuming their partner doesn't care or feeling frustrated because they can't feel supported, no matter what they've tried. When in reality, they are making a simple mistake. They need to stop seeking agreement and seek support instead. When I work with couples, I see them struggle because they push each other to agree. What they want and need is support. And a couple weeks ago, I nearly fell into that trap myself. I wanted my wife to understand and consider my suggestions from my perspective, not to change her mind. I wanted to create a space together so it would serve us both. In other words, I wanted support, but I accidentally pushed for agreement. So there we go. How does it happen? We have a thought, idea, something to share. We want to have it seen and understood. For our partner or someone else to put in time, energy, effort into including what we think, want, or need. But it comes out in black and white terms, pushing for agreement, trying to make them think as we do. It creates tension, they push back, and from there, it's easy to fall into an argument. And one thing I want to note here is sometimes, without realizing it, our brain reaches for agreement, or we feel that agreement is so much better if the other person could just think the way I do. And that itself can be a process that pushes the other person, their thoughts, their perspective out of the picture, which again can create more tension and then generate more pushback. Now let's talk about what makes it so unhelpful. Remember, seeking agreement is making the other person see the situation or solution exactly how I do. Have you ever felt annoyed because someone was trying to convince you? It barely matters about what. We can feel when someone pushes their ideas on us. It's unpleasant. Which is why even the word sales triggers icky reactions. Why people hate working in corporations. Even the word corporate triggers similar reactions. It amounts to the same thing. One experience. Other people pushing their ideas or decisions. People don't want to be puppets. When someone else pushes their agenda, we feel it, like a hand forcing its way into our brain, trying to take control, to convince, to dictate. When a conversation takes a turn into agreement, our defenses go up. Some people push back, some retreat, some people give in. Rarely are we really happy, even when the end result of agreeing works out, because the cost is giving up a piece of freedom. And there is another way, not to sound too salesy, if you know what I mean. But before I get to that, let's recap what we've covered so far. We covered how people slip into pushing for agreement. When people think agreement is the way to get support, mixing them up is a little mistake with big consequences. We covered why it's so unhelpful. Seeking agreement leads to pushing ideas or decisions on each other, which triggers psychological defenses because it threatens our sense of freedom. Let me share my favorite way to deal with it in three simple steps that I call the Triple C framework. And here they are. 1, catch. 2, correct. And 3, connect. So the Triple C framework stands for catch, correct, and connect. First, we need to catch it when it happens. We can't change what we don't see. It helps to have a conversation and be on the same page so you can help each other catch it. And then you can call it out, either to yourself or to your partner. Second, we need to correct it. This part can be tough. Letting go of agreement isn't always easy. So here are a few tips that I use with couples to help them make the shift. Take turns Everyone needs to put their ideas, needs, feelings on the table. If everyone tries to do it at the same time, it creates more mess, and that can create more chaos and even fuel arguments. Be clear on who is seeking support. That person gets to talk. The other person's only job is to understand until everyone is ready to switch. The support seeker stays focused on themselves and mutual understanding. Don't start with or jump to solutions. That comes later after everyone has had their fill of turns. Third, connect with each other. Work as a team. Everyone gets to share and feel understood. Then you can start brainstorming solutions together. And when you do, keep in mind what everyone cares about, not just what you do. In fact, the Triple C framework is exactly what my wife and I used. We caught it, corrected it, and then connected. It helped to get on the same team, figure out what was happening, and allowed us to shift our mindset and communication. From there, we moved forward as a team. As you practice the Triple C framework, you'll be able to start seeing it coming a mile away. You can nip it in the bud, or even dodge it altogether, so you don't have to catch it after the fact, which is exactly what I see with couples I work with. They get really good at catching, correcting, and connecting. Eventually, there's almost nothing to catch anymore. The correction becomes their natural habit. You can get there too. And on that note, I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. If you learned something valuable today, take a moment to rate and review the podcast. It helps grow the show and gives more smart, high-performing, results-driven people like you the ability to learn and apply high-leverage psychology to your business and life. The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai podcast is produced by Dr. Yishai and PodTech. Music by www.purple-planet.com. Dr. Yishai is a psychologist, but not your psychologist. The conversations and content of this podcast do not contain or create any psychology practice, diagnosis, or therapist-patient relationship with the guest or listener. The information contained in this publication is for general informational purposes only and shall not be relied on or construed as coaching advice or therapy. So do your own research before using anything from this podcast. Thanks again for listening. I hope today's episode fulfilled my mission to help you leverage psychology better in your business and life.